This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out again on Old Dan this morning. Good Monday morning, folks. Happy to be with you. And the Lord has blessed us, give us gracious services all over the Lord's Day yesterday and last night. But we're here this morning at the Old Trailblazer broadcast. And oftentimes I tell you, the Old Trailblazer is kind of weary. And yet the Lord gives me strength day by day to go on. So we're here again. We're looking in this study. And the soon coming or the imminent coming of our blessed Lord. And we've been in there looking at the reality of his coming. We were there in our last study, and we're going to pick that up in just a moment. Before we do, I want to take time out just a moment. We pick up new stations along the way. We pick up new listeners along the way. Maybe you've first time you've ever heard the Old Trailblazer. First of all, it's First Baptist Church of Algiers. We were in New Orleans there for many, many years. Pastor L.R. Shelton was the founder and the pastor and went on to be with the Lord. And then Brother H.G. Gale became the pastor. Later on, the Lord called me. And I was born and raised here in Walker, but we moved to New Orleans there, stayed there 15 years before Katrina came. And then we moved back. We bought property here in Walker. We lost everything we had in Algiers, except it was the property was there. It didn't wash away, so we sold it. And we're able to buy and build property here, new chapel, a new bookstore. And the Lord has blessed us throughout those times. Our thrust of our ministry, maybe you want to call it, is the radio work. We have many, many radio stations that we're on, over 100 stations every day with the Trailblazer, with the Sunday worship service, Sunday night, Wednesday night. And we're on what we call live streaming over the internet. And we have a Radio Missions Radio, which is a tool of ours. It goes all over the world on the internet. And it's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you'd like to know more about it, you call me, write me. And our website, we all have a website now, don't we? RadioMissions.org. And then I want to mention Pastor Shelton was the pastor and the founder here. And we have his life story titled The Plow Handles to the Pulpit. He was an old farm boy raised on a farm. And we have that. It was put in print back when he was still living. It's a kind of autobiography, so to speak. Plow Handle to the Pulpit. It's a booklet form. And we'd be glad to send that to you. And also, on his ministry, he had what we call the Voice of Truth broadcast every Sunday morning for 40, 50 years. And that broadcast was alive over the stations there in New Orleans back at that time. But all of those messages were put in print. And we do our own printing here in Radio Missions. And we have over 400 titles, subject matter that the pastor brought. And they're in booklet form now. And we give those out. We print them here ourselves. Folks help us with the printing materials, paper and ink and all of those things. But we give those out, probably 1 million of them a year, 500,000, 750,000. And we have a title list if you'd like. I'm just kind of running a little brief thing for you. We have a title list of all of those messages. And they're in booklet form, free and postpaid. And we'd be glad to send you that title list. I tell these young seminary students sometimes, they come in here in the bookstore, I tell them it's better than a seminary education because Pastor Shelton was very, very frugal in his preaching, very, very strict, with no liberality, no liberal business there, no. But my friend, I know, and those booklets are free and postpaid, and some of them are on CDs. We sell those for $3 or $4 a piece. And if you're interested, write me or call me, and I'll be glad to talk to you. I'm here every morning, Monday through Friday and Saturday, at around 6:30 here, our time, local, Central Standard Time. And I'll be glad to talk to you and tell you a little more about those things. We don't have time now. But our phone number here, my phone number, area code 225-664-8658. Folks tell me sometimes I go too fast. Area code 225-664-8658. And then once in a while, folks say, well, I don't understand. I don't know how to pronounce your name, Pastor. Well, folks call me Trailblazer, but my last name is Pendarvis. P-E-N-D-A-R-V-I-S. Pendarvis. And it's an old Welsh Scottish name. And But you can call me whatever you'd like. Folks have called me some things I can't repeat over the radio. But my friend, let me get back now to our study. But if you're interested in any of those things, go there to our website, radiomissions.org, and you can look up those things, Radio Missions Radio, and we have a listing of many of the tapes and CDs there. So let's get back to our study. We were looking at the reality of the coming of our blessed Lord. You know, the greatest thing, the greatest hope we have, you and I who know the Lord, is that the Lord's coming back. He said, certainly I'm coming back. I'll be back. He said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. I'm going away to prepare a mansion. Now, a mansion's not important to me, my friend. Oh, shack would be good for me, but I know what the Lord said. The Lord gives the best gifts, doesn't he? He does. He gave his son, Christ Jesus, our Lord, on the cross. That's the best gift that we could have ever gotten. But we're looking there in that story, how Christ is coming back. And I'm trying to figure out where we picked it up from our last time. Yonder on the cross of Calvary, our Lord died as our great sin offering. When he cried out with a loud voice there, it is finished. It was that he announced that his covenant promise with the Father had been kept, that he had fulfilled the type and symbol of that scene there in the wilderness at the tabernacle. As it is written, once in the end of age hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. Now, I've talked to folks along the way that have no clue to what a sacrifice is. What a sacrifice. Someone paying your debt. That's a sacrifice, my friend. And our blessed Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ, became our sacrifice. Up until his time, his death, there in what we call the Old Testament, I don't think there's no difference. But they had those sacrificial offerings, the rams and the bullocks and the goats and pigeons and those things. All they did was to represent or symbolize the coming of our Lord as our sacrifice, as our great sacrifice. They shed the blood of the bulls and goats and things. They didn't mean a thing in the world, but it did to them because it represented the coming of our blessed Lord. I can see that beautiful picture, my friend. Our Lord was both the offering, the sacrifice, and the priest. As a high priest, he arose and carried his own blood within the upper veil. And there on the altar, full atonement was made. Oh, I could spend all of our time, all of our week, really, in telling you, in discussing with you, and praising the Lord for the atoning work. You know what the atonement is? An atonement means a covering, my friend. The Lord covered our sin. The Lord ascended there as a chosen man. Praise the Lord. He is coming back someday, and that's our thought. That's our theme. That's our subject matter. Our sacrifice is within the veil, and our sins have been put away. Believers, as we turn towards heaven itself, we're waiting for the Lord to come. And the second time, as the chosen man. As the Apostle Paul writes to the Hebrews, unto him that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin, that is, without a sin offering, unto salvation. He's not coming back the second time as a sin offering, no. He came the first time as our sin offering. And this second time he comes, he will not have a sin offering. Brother, my friend, awakened sinner, this guarantees to every born-again believer who claims him as his sacrifice, as a sin offering, as his scapegoat, all of those titles, and as his substitute, that he's coming back for his own. What does Christ mean to you, my friend, this morning? We're just getting started on this Monday morning. And my friend, I know the world that we're living in. I know. I'm not a fool. No. I tell folks I was born at night, but not last night. I know a little of what we're facing out there in the modern world today. But I ask you, can you look upon him this morning and say, bless the Lord, oh my soul. He's my sacrifice. He's my sin offering. Thank the Lord, he's my scapegoat who took my sins far away and now my substitute. He who died in my place. Look, oh, my friend, listen. Living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he justified. And praise the Lord, he's coming someday, coming for his own. Is he coming for you, my friend? Unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. I have folks ask me once in a while, Pastor, isn't it just hard to preach? No, it's not. Not if you know the Lord. I stumble and stutter and butcher the King's English and all of those things. But listen, now we turn, and we have a few minutes left. We turn there to the Epistle of James, and we find that James testifies the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. He said, be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the greatest fruit, for the precious fruit of the earth, and has long patience for it until he receive the early and latter rain. Be ye also patient. Establish your heart. Don't worry, my friend. Listen. Listen. For the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Oh, thank the Lord. Grudge not one against another, brethren, lest ye be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth at the door. On the other hand, the Apostle Peter declares, we should love and rejoice in the coming of the Lord. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice. But rejoice. Now, I know we have folks, I do, friends, relatives, congregation members who are not saved. I know that. And they can't rejoice in this second coming of our Lord or the soon coming. They can't rejoice because they're fearful. You know, one of the things that was so fearful was me, that the Lord would come before I could get saved. Now, my friend, you think that's foolish. No, it's not. You may think that's foolish, but it's not. To be fearful, Lord, don't come. Lord, don't come. We had an old preacher used to be here, Brother Cold, and he made a statement. He said, I know when the Lord's coming. You know, and everybody kind of looked up because they didn't know what he's going to say. He said, when the last one of God's elect is brought into the fold, then the Lord will come. And I believe that, too. I believe we don't set no dates and all those things, and that's foolish. Even the Lord said, no one knows time of the season. But, my friend, we have many, many guideposts along the way, don't we? He said, when all of these things begin to take shape, look up. I tell my folks here, I meet someone in the aisle at the church or out on the porch, and they got their head out. I said, don't hang your head. Look up. Look up. Our redemption draweth nigh, and that is our Lord coming. And there'll be no more sin, no more sorrow, no more sickness. But the old Trailblazers are running out of time. Remember my mailing address, the old Trailblazer, Post Office Box, 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. And my phone number, area code 225-664-8658. Goodbye and God bless you. If you missed part of today's broadcast or would like a recording, the old Trailblazer broadcast is now available for download to your phone, to your iPad or computer via podcast. Find out more about our podcast by visiting our website at radiomissions.org. That's radiomissions.org.
Thank you.